Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I am your host, Rosie Acosta, yoga teacher and teacher trainer, mindfulness coach, speaker, and creative writer. I am also the founder of RadicallyLoved.com, a website where you can go for more information about yoga, mindfulness, meditation, and lifestyle advice. On this podcast, we talk to people within our health and wellness community that are creating content through the ritualistic practice of yoga, meditation, or overall mindful living. We hope to create value in your life so that you can achieve your highest potential and live a radically loved life. To stay in touch with us, just follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Rosie Acosta and on Facebook at Radically Loved Rosie. You can sign up for our newsletter on radicallyloved.com to stay up to date on future workshops, retreats, and latest podcasts. Hello, everyone. I hope that you are all enjoying a nice break during the holidays. I am. I have been looking forward to this for months. The last 3 years have been pretty much nonstop, and usually around December, I take some time to reset and to just read and spend time with my family and not do much of anything, just to really disconnect and reset. And, you know, I found that I realized that, you know, I get into this mode of not being able to relax. And I'm sure that there's many of you out there who feel the same way. As somebody who's self-employed, it's hard for me to stop because, you know, it's part of the ongoing build, you know, and I'm finally at a place in my career and in my life where I can take breaks and I don't feel guilty or I don't feel bad about it. I can actually enjoy having some time off. And I'm actually surprised that I didn't get sick most of the time. Anytime I take time off, you know, that's when your body breaks down and decides, hey, it'd be a great time to get sick. I didn't. And so that was really exciting for me to enjoy the last 2 weeks just relaxing. It made me realize a lot of things. And in disconnecting from everything, work, emails, social media, and, you know, doing anything work related, it made me realize, why can't I bring these same boundaries into my life throughout the year? And it really made me think and take stock about the things that I want to bring into 2019. And aside from working on some really great projects and doing some more retreats this coming year and doing a couple more workshops, I really want to create different changes in my life to put more of a focus on the things that matter and on the things that I really want to spend more time and energy doing. And that means, you know, spending more time with my friends or being able to disconnect from technology or being able to go out in nature more. And so I thought that I would share a couple of things that I like to implement in order to create big results. So here are five small ways that you can create big changes in your life. The first thing is appreciating what you have. And that can look like creating a gratitude journal or just writing things down on a daily basis. For me, it's my meditation practice. I sit for a few moments and I start to really appreciate what I have, my health, my home, my family, my friends, my ability to continue to create and take new opportunities in, you know, all of the things that we seem to sometimes take for granted. I really recommend having a ritual where you do like morning pages or a morning gratitude, or you have an accountability buddy where you create a friend where you can keep each other accountable with creating gratitude for the thing or the things that you are grateful for that day. The next thing is to be more vulnerable. And I'm not saying in the way that, you know, creates discomfort or dis-ease in your body. You know, for some people, vulnerability is kind of a big thing. But I guess I'm meaning it in the way of being more open or putting your phone down and talking to someone or complimenting somebody. Like, when was the last time you gave somebody a compliment? Or when was the last time you just decided to have a conversation with your Uber or Lyft driver or the person at the grocery store? I think that those kinds of things really establish a different type of connection and a different type of connection to yourself. The third thing I like to do is to just be comfortable in my own skin. This is something that, we have a tenuous relationship with our body at best. But I think that the more that you feel comfortable in the skin that you're in right now, not the skin that you want to be in after your 30-day challenge at the beginning of the year or after your 90-day challenge, the skin that you're in this moment, when you do this on a regular basis, you can really allow yourself to create a routine that works for you. It comes from a more sustainable place as opposed to that small voice inside that, criticizes and tears you down in order to get you to be motivated. I never understood that. And so I don't see how that's a helpful thing to do. So to try and be more comfortable in your skin, sitting, doing a body scan, or just really appreciating the health that you do have is one of the key ways to create a longer lasting change. Number four is to reconnect with old friends or with people in your life that you've lost contact with. Sometimes it's somebody you had a falling out with or somebody you've just not had a chance to reconnect with. I think this to me is huge because I travel so much and I'm not really around, and there's a lot of people in my life who I loved hanging out with and I just haven't because I've been on the road. And it's nice to be able to reconnect with those people and to sort of reinvigorate whatever place in your heart that person was filling. It's always interesting to me to see how having somebody that was in your life before and not talking to them for a while and reconnecting with them in the current present time, how it really allows me to reflect on how much I've grown or not. That happens sometimes too. The last thing I want to share with you all is to learn something new. Part of what continues to propel me to grow is my desire and my love for learning. I love to learn a new way of thinking or how to do a new task or just learning about somebody's story. I love learning about people's story. Every human has a story to tell. And everybody has experiences, and with that experience comes wisdom. And for me, that's always my favorite classroom to go into. And I encourage you to do the same. So I hope these five ways to help create big changes in your life are helpful. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please share it with somebody that you know that could benefit from it. Or you can share it on social media and tag us on there. We'd love to continue to support you on your path and in your journey. Thanks so much for listening. Is there something missing in your life? Is there something that you want to do in the world to create an impact but feel that it's overwhelming? So many of us walk through life feeling unsatisfied, overwhelmed, tired, and desperate for a deeper connection, but don't quite know how to achieve the things that we want in life. Join us this spring at the Dunskey Castle in Scotland for 7 days of yoga, meditation, and yoga nidra, all focusing on finding your life's purpose. During our time together, we will learn how and when to take action, how to lead from our heart and not our head, how to break up with our inner critic for good, and dive deep into learning about desire and discipline and how this creates a purposeful life. For more information, go to radicallyloved.com, or you can message us at info@radicallyloved.com, subject Scotland. We'll see you soon. Hey, listeners, we need your support. Help us by subscribing and rating to this podcast. Send us a snapshot of your review or comment, and we will send you a very special Radically Loved gift. Send your comment to info@radicallyloved.com. You can also click on the show notes here on this podcast for more information. If you want to be part of our community, please click the link to our private Facebook group on the show notes of this particular podcast so you can be the first to hear of upcoming trainings, retreats, and special Radically Loved events. Thanks so much for listening.